Sebelius is in Atlanta this week for a national conference of state lawmakers. In terms of rolling out the law, she said resistance from Georgia leaders, including Governor Nathan Deal, isn't helping matters.
There's no question it will be probably a rockier road in states where some of the leaders certainly are intent on making sure this is as difficult as possible for people to get correct information or for people to access coverage and benefits.
Last month, Georgia Insurance Commissioner Ralph Hudgens sent a letter to Sebelius calling for a delay in the law's implementation. He warned of rate hikes, quote, as high as 198%. Though he later acknowledged that was an extreme example, Hudgens insists consumers should prepare for significantly higher rates. Sebelius, however, said Hudgens' numbers are off.
That estimate is just erroneous. We're not quite sure where the math came from, but I don't think that's an accurate snapshot of what's likely to happen.
She says rates and state exchanges overall are down 18%.
Competition looks very good in the Georgia market and in most of the states where the federal marketplace will operate.
The state exchange is essentially a website for people who don't get insurance through their job. Its aim is to help consumers shop for coverage and learn if they're eligible for new tax credits. The exchange goes online October 1st, and the insurance plans go into effect in January. Sebelius said despite opposition from state leaders, resources will be available for consumers online, over the phone, or in person. She says Georgians will be able to find trained helpers or navigators across the state as the health exchange comes online in October. Jonathan Shapiro, WABE News.